What is up, guys? Today we're going to be reviewing this Japan snack crate. This episode of KGT Snack Time, which name still pending. We're going to go ahead and open up this box that Jessica here got for me. This is my little sister, her boyfriend Brian. And we also got a guest off to the side who is not on camera, my lovely girlfriend. And we're all going to be trying out these snacks. Where did you say you got this from?
It's Sugar in Chicago.
Sugar in Chicago?
Yeah, it's Sugar.
It's called It's
Sugar. It's called Sugar. The place is called It's Sugar.
Yes, yeah. It's Sugar. It's such an amazing place. It's definitely amazing. Recommend.
Yeah, the pic, like when you video chatted me and you were showing me the place, it looked pretty big.
It had like so many spots that were dedicated to like candies that you wouldn't think, like Nerds,
Like just candies. Random flavors of like everything?
No, it wasn't even just flavors. Like, they had pop figures, they had pillows.
Oh, it was like a whole nerd store, like pop culture type of deal.
They just had like little sections for, they had nerds.
Sounds like my kind of place.
They had so much stuff in there. They had alcohol cans.
The artwork on this box is weird. It's like a really goofy. And I noticed, like, I see this pink poop a lot in like animes and stuff. And I'm really loving the shark seal.
Oh yeah, and they got ramen right there.
So a little sushi roll.
Absolutely insane
maze that I am going to do. And more poop. The shurikens, hell yeah. So yeah, this is the box. And inside we got all of the treats here, and we're gonna hop right into just testing them, and then we're going to just rate them, see what we place them on, and then you have the chart to kind of help figure out what these are, because everything in here, it's all in Japanese. I don't know how to speak Japanese. I don't know. We're gonna hop right into it now. We're gonna start off with this one. This is the product. This is a cola flavored thing. I'm pretty sure. What's the name of this one?
It's either sour paper candy cola or it's Macon gummy cola. Does it feel like a gummy?
It might be a gummy, but it also feels like a like an airhead type of thing. So we're gonna crack into this. But like, yeah, it looks like one of these.
I think that might be the paper.
One of these.
Yeah, I might have
a. So yeah, look at all that sugar. Yeah.
That's a lot of.
Yeah, it is like the airhead extreme.
I'm gonna rip off a piece. I want more. And I'm gonna pass it around. You guys just rip off a piece. Somewhere. All right, so here we go. This is the cola thing that she was talking about. Wow.
That's pretty cola.
That's really good. And I don't like cola flavored things.
Very chewy.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Oh my god.
Like, I wasn't sure in Japan the cola was like a different flavor.
Very sweet cola.
I do want more, yes. That's really good.
It tastes like little wax bottles.
Yes. Those,
like the cola gummies, too.
I think that's what she's talking about. They're shaped like cola bottles. I want more of this. This is good.
You're talking about that has like a liquid? Yeah, I'm talking about like...
You guys want more?
Make cola gummies.
All right. We're going to go ahead and hop into the next one. Yeah, we'll go with this one here. Soy de chocolate. These look kind of like Rolos. This is kind of what they look like. Yeah, it's a really presenting box here. You know? Looks like we open it up from popping the top. And it has a individually... Oh, that's so cute. In the bottom of the box, it has a little... Thank you. It's a little thank you.
What's the package?
The package Just a normal little brown bag. Little brown bag. That smells really rich. They look just like Rolos, too. I don't know how well it's going to pick up. It looks just like a Rolo. I'm going to give it a try. Just straight chocolate. That's straight chocolate. Oh, God, the aftertaste.
What is the... like your chocolate.
I don't like it. That's a weird chocolate.
I can't like a dollar store chocolate.
Yeah. And a little bit of coffee.
That's... coffee. That's what I mean. It tastes like
that's probably why it tastes like booty hole to me.
It's like, I thought it was going to be a lot worse, a lot more worse than it was, but it's still not something that I
yeah,
let's see.
Wait, didn't you watch the Reiki's?
Oh, yeah. So the cola one, let's say on a scale of five. On a scale of five, I give the cola string thing, I give that a good, I'll give it a four.
Yeah,
four, four and a half.
Yeah.
I would say, yeah. The only thing, yeah. It was just a little too chewy.
The chocolate? I'm giving the chocolate a good two.
I'm going to give the chocolate a 3.5.
Okay, 2, 3.5. What about Brian? Two. It wasn't that great. It's like the first initial taste of it was kind of like, you know? And then it got worse afterwards. Once the flavor really set in, it got worse.
Mine was like on and off a lot. Like yeah. It tasted good, and then it'd have a moment where it's like...
And then it's kind of like eating dark chocolate, but if dark chocolate...
I think that's why I didn't like it. I don't like dark chocolate.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why I like
dark
chocolate,
but it tasted like cheap dark chocolate.
Yeah.
So we got this one. I'm not entirely sure which one this one is. It's an interesting bag. I'm really liking the bag design here. Honestly, when I feel it, it kind of just feels like a giant cracker. So I think that's what this is. If it helps, the only thing I can read on this is Mato.
Yeah, that's I saw that. I was trying to look. I'm going to have to Google after you open it. Hand me the time.
I'll try not to rip it too much.
Yeah, this chart doesn't really help us at all.
I was right. It is a giant cracker.
Oh, I think this might be the chocolate corn whole grain.
Oh my god.
You can see the package.
Oh my god. Here.
Got, like, some stuff in
it. It does. It has something in it.
I think I've seen somebody eat this on.
It kind of looks like beef.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it looks like. It looks like beef. But it's not. I'm assuming it's probably chocolate. Yeah, that's the cracker. Alright, I'm just gonna go for it.
Oh, it's right here. It's a chocolate, yeah, sea bream.
Oh god, just from putting it on my tongue, it...
Was there just one?
When you get past the blandness of the... It's not a cracker, it's like a wafer. Mm-hmm. When you get past the blandness, it was like the minute my tongue touched it, I'm like, oh god, I'm gonna hate this.
Going back in.
Okay. Here, I'm up. If you want to pass that around, so everyone else can give it a rating. You want to taste it?
Horrible.
It looks horrible, yes. You take your first bite, and then it's like, okay. And then the chocolate hits.
It's like ice cream cone.
It's like-
yes, it's like an ice cream cone.
And the chocolate has air in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can see there's, like, a bunch of holes in the chocolate.
I like it.
Me, too. I actually really like the wafer. Mm. It reminds me of, do you remember when Dad used to get those strawberry wafers?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly what I like. Oh, my God. I just let it, like, sit on my tongue. And, like, dissolve, like, when you get, like, a Have you ever had a ice cream bar? It's like a space ice cream bar because they freeze dried it.
No.
It was good. It was good.
The thing that I like about the chocolate in this is that it's not like it's not thick. Like when people put chocolate in like wafers, sometimes it's kind of thick when you bite into it. But it's almost like moist chocolate, but in the form of a wafer. It's kind of what that reminds me of. It's like I'm biting just into a thick wafer, but it's chocolate.
What do you rate it?
I think I'm going to give this a 4.5.
Yeah, me too. I'm saving a 5 because I'm hoping that the cheese...
I'm giving this a good solid 4.5. That's what I'm giving this.
Yeah, the wafer was sweeter.
All right. I really want to know what this is. I want to know if this is a candy or if this is literally just one of those toys, the slappy hand toy things.
Does it say any words on it?
Yeah. None that I can read, but yeah.
Well, that's what I bet.
I'm sad that wafer is gone. That thing was so good. Alright, I just know that it's cola. Oh, and it comes in with a separate one, so I'm going to try the little tiny one. If I can even eat this. I don't even know if this is edible. This is the packaging for it. I got the cool little fists, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know what I'm going to do with this later.
Sure, it's edible.
I've seen on the package it had something to do with cola.
So
and it smells like cola. Oh my god. Oof. That's more... This smells like a cola-flavored vape.
Oh no.
Oh, dear god. Alright, yeah, so that's, Alright, there's the gummy. We have the Star of David, right? That's
what it is. Yeah.
Bottoms up. It's edible. It's edible. Tastes like shit, but it's edible. No. I'm curious. I'm gonna pull the hand out. I don't know if I can even fully peel this apart the way I want to. I think the Star of David's supposed to be a star, like when you get punched. Somebody come here and let me see if this sticks to them. Give me an arm.
Oh,
I was. Oh! I hope you can hear that on the recording here. Okay, I'm gonna break this up. Well, I'm gonna take a piece of this. I've already tried it, so I wanna know what you guys think.
Why you got your hand in people's arms all over it?
Miss it. Ooh.
It's like straight gelatin.
The cola is so strong in it. That's the problem. I'm giving it's not the worst gummy cola that I've had. I'm gonna be generous and I'm gonna give it a two and a half. I'll give it a 3. That's what I'm going to give it. Because it's cool. It's fun. It comes in a cool fist shape. So you can do whatever you want with a fist. I want to knock it down to a 2.5 because it does not stick to anything. That was kind of why I was excited. I wanted to slap you in the face with it and just have it stay.
No.
I was really hoping it was going to be an open hand, but I got a fist.
You hit me with it, and the star actually appears above my head.
That just means you got a bright idea.
I think I would give it like a 4.8.
A 4.8?
I think it was
4.8? Drake!
I don't know. I love to pull the flavor on that one.
So we got another little doodad here. It looks like it has something to do with honey.
Honey?
Yeah, honey, it looks like something. It's like a cracker built with something. You think you can figure out which one this one is?
This one might be the Shimi Chocolate Cornhole Brain.
Shimi Chocolate.
Or it's a Bisco Mini Pack with maple.
Ooh, that might be that one.
Do you want maybe we'll search it?
It might be.
I mean, once we taste it, we'll know.
Yeah, if it's maple. Yeah. Take a picture of it and then see what it comes up. I'm curious.
Curious, sir. Curious.
Come on, make it snappy. This should be where I cue the like a screen.
It is. It's the Bisco, the maple.
Bisco maple.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to see how this looks. I'm assuming it's probably going to be one big cracker. Jesus, who packaged this? Superman? Or am I just that weak? Oh, it's multiple crackers.
I thought you were about to say that it was molded.
How many of us are there?
Oh, in a way.
There's four. So we all get one single cracker.
Hey, look at that.
Look at that. And they look really, really tiny. They kind of look like they're filled with marshmallows.
They're filled with chocolate.
But it looks, it's white.
Well, it's going to be maple,
it's
isn't
maple,
it?
It's maple, yeah.
Ooh, very this one might actually be.
Oh, I can smell that maple. Smell it. It smells like a pancake. That's what it smells like. It smells like a pancake.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, yeah, that maple.
That is strong maple. That smells good.
That's true.
Oh my god.
Mm. Okay, that's good.
Mmm. Mm.
Yeah. That's good.
It's maple-y. It's like eating,
It does.
It reminds me of a pancake. It's like a crunchy pancake. That's what this tastes like. And I get the extra one because it's me. Mmm, extra cracker. Mmm.
No, that I'm gonna give that that's like a 4.9.
Yeah.
That's probably pretty close to the best thing.
I'm leaning on a 5.
Yeah, I'm leaning on a 5.
I am leaning on a 5 right now. This is so good.
It reminds me of something, but I can't put my finger on it.
A pancake!
Yes, but like.
And you can put your finger on a pancake.
The flavor of the windmill cookie that.
You know, yeah, you can put 5 fingers on, 10 fingers.
There's something
10 toes
that I've had before it tasted like.
Maybe it was hard maple syrup.
My dad used to get like a hazelnut little gooey thing, and it kind of tastes just like that, too.
This is good.
Like a maple hazelnut. Mmm.
Mm.
That's good.
Oh my god.
I did not want that to end. You know what? I'm giving it a 5.
Well, there you
first
go.
Number 5.
I'm giving that 5. Alright, we got these,
Oh, okay.
These little koala treats.
Oh, yeah.
Koala March.
I've seen these at stores like Meijer and Walmart, but they were different.
They were pandas.
Obviously. They were, yeah, I think, yeah, they were pandas. Is that racist?
Probably.
No, I think pandas.
No, they're pandas at the. Because they got the strawberry panda, they got the chocolate panda, and they got the maple panda.
Yeah, but why would that be racist?
Because they're pandas. Oh. And they're trying to mimic a Japanese treat.
Oh, I thought
and
it
so
was
they
the
just
same.
Immediately, they're like, you know what, let's put pandas on it, because that's like a Japanese thing.
I thought it was like the same brand.
Well, it's in the Japanese aisle.
Yeah.
And it has Japanese words on it.
I've never seen them with Japanese words on them.
For real?
Oh, actually, maybe they don't.
It was a pretty decently sized package. Have to take out that trash soon. So, it's a little bag for it. I know you can't really see them. A little cutie patooties on it. A bunch of different koalas. I see a happy koala poking his nose. There's one. Oh, he's playing a trumpet. It looked like he's hitting a bong, but he's playing a trumpet. There's a mama koala holding a baby koala in a little wrap thing. These are adorable. But not as adorable as that. They probably taste. I hope these are made with real koalas. They stink. They stink really bad. I don't know. I just don't like that smell. So I got one with a... I don't know what's going on here, but he's cute.
That smells like cheap chocolate.
It does smell like cheap chocolate. I'm really scared to try it.
I got one eating a volcano.
I got one. Doing something. Slipping on a banana peel, I think.
That chocolate is not good.
That ain't helpful.
Give me another one. I'm gonna try another one.
Just for a dollar store. Not good chocolate.
I don't want this one. Okay, look, yeah, here we go. Looks like this one's rolling some dough. You know, I like bringing in that dough. Here, Ezra, you want to try one? Ezra.
I can, like, barely taste it.
Here, bud.
It's, like, hard to even get a... You got, like, a one.
Give
it
like a two.
I'm gonna give it a 2. That'd be good for like a snack. You're just chilling around doing nothing.
Yeah, just popping them so you can actually get them.
But you just let them go stale and you just never touch them.
Just put them in a hole.
Yeah. Oh, we're almost done. I think there's only 3 things left. One of them, I don't know how we're going to share because it's literally this big. No, it's just one big chocolate. Yeah. The pattern is interesting. Oh. It's got like a crazy like checker pattern. I mean, I could try to like get a knife and chop it up for us, but
I mean, if it's only one, then it's your show.
Alright, well, bottoms up.
Is there anything in the middle of it?
It's like it's the greatest thing that you ever tasted, and none of us can try it.
There's a graham cracker in the center of it. Yeah, look.
It's like what we just had, but we're both.
It is. But the chocolate tastes good. That's good. Here. Ma'am? But what about that movement, man? I give it. I'll give it a 3.5.
All of that suspense.
It's kind of shitty.
It's not. It's not the greatest, but the graham cracker saved it. That's for sure. The graham cracker saved it. It was super. The chocolate was really thick.
I figured it was just going to be just one straight chocolate.
I was really hoping that it wasn't just straight chocolate.
Yeah, and you went brave with it. You were like...
At first, like, honestly, after you eat the graham cracker just a little bit, it kind of tastes like a crunch bar. That's kind of what it tasted
I love
like.
Crunch bars.
So this is the next one. I'm saving the one that Jessica really wants to try for last. Because
it better be good.
Just to cause the suspense. But this is the next one here. All I know is that it's a star-shaped cracker, and it's covered in chocolate.
It looks like baby Cheerio.
Yeah, they just said baby Cheerios. But
this must be the Chimi chocolate corn whole grain.
Yeah, Chimi choco corn.
Is that what it says?
Yep. Okay, and they're celebrating their 20th anniversary, so congratulations, guys. Oh, wait, I think I actually have a clapping thing right here. Yeah, look at that.
Good job, Ezra.
One year, the 20th anniversary of the Chimi Choco Chocolates.
Very good.
All right, let's... No, not from the center.
It's not like a champagne bottle. We're really celebrating.
It smells like when you open up a box of chocolate fruity pebbles. That's what it smells like. Cocoa pebbles.
Chocolate fruity pebbles. That would be a good idea.
It literally smells like when you open up a box of like Cocoa Puffs or Cocoa Pebbles. So this one's for me. I'll pass the bag around. You guys can try one. So here we go. Smell test. It smells like what I just described. It's super soft. Oh my god. That is softer than I thought.
That's good.
That's really good.
It's almost like a chocolatey popcorn.
Yeah.
Just without the super
style. I can taste the popcorn. It's got like a weird popcorn, but that's probably because it's corn.
Yeah.
It's a corn puff.
Yeah, it's like a puff.
But it complements.
Yeah. This is pretty close to a 5 for me. I'm going to give it a 4.5. Although it does look like a butthole.
I love butthole.
When you really look at it. It looks like a butthole. I'm looking through the butthole. Looking through the butthole. Love it.
Yeah, that's
a 4.5.
I give it a 4.
4.5. I agree.
That's
I give it a 3.5.
Of course. She doesn't like buttholes as much as me.
I'm going to find something to edit this to take out you clapping for their 20th anniversary. I'm just going to make... I'm just going to freeze frame you and shot and you just sitting there.
It was good. I don't know why I can't give it more than 3.5.
Yeah, you can. Badass.
Oh, wow.
All right, so we got one more product from this box. It
better be a 5.
And it's some sort of cheddar cheese chip.
That's
Ariel,
the one you've been wanting.
Ariel rich cheddar cheese snack.
All right, Ariel cheddar cheese snack. We're gonna pop into this. Hopefully, it doesn't pop from the center again.
The only thing in the box that's not either chocolate or cola.
Oh. Well,
then.
Ooh! Wow, that smells like some fresh cooked mac and cheese.
Hey, that's
probably ooh, that is intense. That's like someone cooked the mac and cheese, and instead of putting the one packet in, they put two.
Oh, like you mean Kraft packet.
Yeah, they went with Velveeta on this one, man.
Okay. I thought you were about baking.
They look super light and puffy. So, it's kind of what they look like.
Hell?
Yeah, they look
like got layers
to it. Oh, yeah. You better stop playing with me.
Oh,
damn.
Is it wet?
It's about to be. Oh!
You got me scared.
Yeah. If you say that this is bad, I'm not.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better. There it is. That first initial taste was just, oh, God. It
was really overpowering.
Cheese. It was overpowering. But
almost
tastes but like now it tastes good. Second. It's like a super...
It's like a bugle. That's exactly what I'm
saying. Yeah, it's like a bugle. Give me another one.
No.
Bitch, give me another one.
She's saying, y'all.
Not from your hand.
Bruh.
Fuck you.
I've been eating shit from your hand all day.
Been here too.
Does anybody else want
one? I've already had
one. It is Velveeta, though. And that is probably why we're used to like that straight cheddar.
That was good. After that really strong initial taste.
Yeah.
It's good. Even the second one didn't even have one. It was just that first one.
I really love the texture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the crunch on that one.
It's getting a 5 for me.
Me too. 5. Three, 5 nine. And a half. This is that.
Did you say 5 and a half?
Yeah, it does. It's like a bugle.
Why didn't you just give it a 6?
Minus a 7.
She said a 7. I'll outdo y'all.
This shit flat.
Hold on. Say that again.
Okay, a bit of 7.
So, that was the Japan party box. All the contents that were inside, at least for us. I don't know if it's different for every box. So if you happen to be at It's Sugar, that is the name of the place, right?
Yeah. Is it good?
It's Sugar. Out in Chicago, that's where she was when she got the box.
I'm sure there's more in other places.
Yeah. Pick yourself up one. Dive into it. Let us know what you thought.
And it was $40.
She said it's $40 to get a box. There was one item in the box that there was one item inside of the box that I decided not to do, and it's this this little jellyfish one. I'm gonna save this one for a separate video because this one takes a lot of time to make. So I'm gonna save a whole separate video for the side of me making this product and reviewing it and testing it out. So yeah, if you find videos like this entertaining, if you thought that it was fun to watch, then maybe I'll decide to make a couple more. I want to thank everybody for giving this a chance, giving it a watch. I appreciate it. And thank you for watching KGT Snack Time. Thank you. Thank you and have a good day. You want the clapping?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for watching KGT Snack Time. I will be here next week with more things to review. So thank you. Have a good night.